Krishna. We are a little bit more than midway in our retreats, and I wanted to just have a quick show of hands to just feel a little bit the atmosphere. How is it going for you? Please don't just say nice with a tired expression in the face, proving that your word and your experience are different. But we look for authentic answers. Yes, how is it going for you? This devotee reports that he chanted more rounds, 32 today, and when he came into the busy, hectic, and traffic-laden atmosphere of Govardhan town, he felt not at home, but he wanted to quickly come back. Mm-hmm. Any other? How is it going for you? This devotee reports that she took shelter in reading Srimad Bhagavatam when the mind was very upset. Thank you. It's a good realization. You should keep this and also your experience. These are the gifts of Giriraj, and often we let our life just flow by and do not really catch the realizations and hold them to our heart. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Giriraj Govardhan has become enlivened in your heart. He's present. Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. This tallies with the other devotee. This devotee also reports that he understood, my chanting is really a service. And when I serve, I just have to give my best. Whatever are the circumstances surrounding my service, I just give my best. And the last thing is a realization where I would like to put an exclamation mark behind it, that the devotee understood, in order to understand more about Krishna, I really need to read more about him. Any specific literature or just in general? Sharanagati and reading from Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You are reporting very nicely. I would like to talk today a little bit about my own journey with the Holy Name, just very briefly. And from there, extract a few principles, very simple principles, which are very, very practical. Let me just adjust this. And then I want to give you very powerful prayers and do a prayer session in chanting. We will chant a lot during this prayer session. When I was 15 years old, I was introduced to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in a very interesting way, and since that time I have a journey with the Holy Name where I was allowed to have deeper and deeper insights into the name. I remember I was watching a TV program, and in the TV program the death of someone who was known to me and whom I felt very much connected with was announced. And I was very grief-stricken. I cried before the TV, like many young people did in this TV program. And right after the presentation on the death of this musician, I was very lucky to see that in the same TV program, the Radha Krishna Temple performed. They chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And I saw Yamuna Devi, Syam Sundar Prabhu, and several of the London devotees chanting. At this moment, I do not remember if George Harrison was amongst them, but what I very much remember is that as they were singing again and again the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I was trying to catch the names and sing along. It was my first introduction to the mantra, and I must have made many embarrassing mistakes in trying to sing the Maha Mantra. But what I still remember to this present day is that when the chanting stopped on the sound of the gong, bang, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, bang. I was no longer so sad. I was happy, in fact, that I had found something extraordinary. I remember when the gong announced the end of the Maha Mantra, I thought, wow, I'm sure I will learn this melody or this song. Then I remember whenever I was with my recording device, it was a reel-to-reel tape recorder before the radio, trying to record new music like classical music, folk music, contemporary entertainment music. And the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was played. I would always record it so that I had on my tape recorder as many Hare Krishna songs as possible. Then when I played them, I was 15. I had 15-year-old boys play a lot. I was hearing the music and I was feeling very happy. A little later, I met the devotees before a department store in Hamburg. They were dancing back and forth, and they chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The snow was falling, and my mother urged me to go into the department store to buy some presents for the upcoming birthday of my older brother. But when we were in the present department, where you could purchase presents, I told my mother, "Mother, toilet problem. I have to go to the toilet." And my mother, who loved me very much, said, "Okay, then go down to these Hare Krishna singers," because she knew it was just a lie. Mothers, at least German mothers, always know. So I ran down, and I stayed with the kirtan group while my mother did her purchase alone. I remember when there was a pause, I went to one of the devotees and asked if he could write down the words of the Hare Krishna song. And I remember it was His Holiness Tama Krishna Maharaj, who bent very low because I was small, I was a little boy, and he went very much down, and he it looked as if a smiling moon entered my dark childhood life. And he spoke in some German language. I understood some of his relatives came from Austria, and they spoke some German. And he explained, I was asking many questions, but I don't know any longer the questions, nor do I know the answer. I only know that he gave me at the end a piece of paper like this, where he had handwritten the Mahamantra. I took it with me as my greatest treasure. And whenever I was afraid, that was mainly after the horror program in the third channel of the TV on Saturday night at 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. I was watching the horror program to have some excitement. And I remember, especially after I saw Frankenstein. I remember I tried to go home. I tried to go through through the apartment to my sleeping room. I was the only one in the house, actually. And as I walked, I noticed Frankenstein between behind every corner. Even the toilet was occupied by him, and he was ready to charge at me. And I remember I ran into my room, got my piece of paper, and went, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Later, I was pleased to hear that once Prabhupada was asked by an interviewer, Swamiji, yes, what do you feel when you chant Hare Krishna? And Prabhupada answered, I feel no fear. I feel no fear when I chant. And I could experience this when I was haunted by Frankenstein and took to this remedy of chanting Hare Krishna. I became, it was so bad, I was tottering and I was near to a nervous breakdown, because really it was such a frightening movie. I don't know if it is available, nor am I interested to research this. But I only know I was in desperate need of help, and the holy name came. Since I'm a boy, I chanted Hare Krishna, and as I chanted, I saw that my life went through different phases. One phase was that with 16 years, I was spiritually so charged up that I left a large inheritance behind and ran into lower compartment of a ship bound to London, and drove secretly, escaped Germany secretly, and drove to Prabhupada, not to London, to meet Srila Prabhupada. And this sudden renunciation of material life is definitely attributed to the effect of chanting Hare Krishna. It is described in our sacred scriptures that as you chant the holy name, more and more material life will become pale to you, and a sense of virakti, detachment, will awaken in your heart. This is what our devotee experienced, who went to Govardhan town and could not appreciate the hectic atmosphere, and immediately wanted to come back to the holy name retreat. No? This detachment from material things, that I could totally attribute to the chanting of the holy name. I will not talk so much about myself, because no gentleman is comfortable doing this. But what I would like to say here is that as I chanted and as I am chanting, I have noted that the chanting, when it is done seriously, brings you to deeper and yet deeper levels of spiritual consciousness and spiritual realization. It's almost like these ancient... here's a difficult English word. Here, our English speakers, please rush to my aid. What is it called when you have a mine, and there are different layers in the mountain, and you go into a little cabin, and they lower you? What is this thing called which goes down? Mineshaft. Yeah, that sounds...
of course, you
know your language very well, but in German you say Schacht, a Schacht, and so it's Schaft, ne? A Mineshaft. You go deeper, and there are deeper levels, and finally, if you get really deep, you will find a level where the coal is so much compressed that you find these glistening diamonds. So as my own journey in chanting the holy name takes place, I can see I'm going into this cabin which takes me down the mine shaft to different levels of spiritual reality where different realizations are found. And this only happens if I enter the right shaft. If I enter the shaft of my mind, I go to different levels of consciousness and subconsciousness, and many material things come up. But if I enter the right shaft, is it shaft? Oh, it's a new word for me. I hope it's right. I will check it in there. Google system, not personally, but I will tell Ananda Chaitanya. If you enter the shaft, the right shaft in chanting, you go deeper and deeper in your spiritual consciousness. As I said, you can also enter the wrong shaft, and then you enter just into the world of psychology, or you just enter the world of mental numbness because your mind switches off when you chant so much the same sound. It's a normal mental reaction for the mind. So the right shaft or the right journey which takes the chanter to deeper levels of Krishna consciousness can be found only by prayer. If you don't pray, you may not enter into the world of divine realization, and you may stay in the mind. Who of you have made an experience of staying in the mind when you chant? Yes, a few, and the others are too embarrassed to show themselves before the video cameras of the world. Hare Krishna. Not long ago, His Holiness Niranjana Maharaj put on his very nice internet webpage a succession of these prayers which are chanted in our Gaudiya tradition, and I took a note of them and then did a research and found them. And now I would like to take you through a chanting session where we will go hopefully to deeper and deeper levels, and some of you might find diamonds. They might find the Krishna is not different from the name. Would you like to do this? Is this a good plan?
Yes.
Good. Do you have your beat bag with you? Good. I would like to say, is Rukmini here? Rukmini, may I request you, because I know many devotees will want these prayers afterwards, to maybe find a big piece of paper and then write in your graphic design handwriting those who want the prayers for chanting or something. You are from the university, you know. Yeah, then they can write the emails there, and then we can send them. I will send you the prayers and you can send them to everyone else. Good. So, fine. I'm saying this so that you don't need to note these prayers down. I find them really to be treasures. In our little chanting session, I will say this before, we will work with three items: our body, our mind, and our awakened heart. Okay? For the body, I will not do a long exercise. Please try to sit a little straight. How is your level of tiredness? Are you all right, or do you need kshatriya exercises? The boys always want kshatriya exercises. But actually, I've... How is it? Awake? Not awake? Not awake. Let's do something very simple, because here we are before Giriraj. I don't want to go through something too extraordinary, which will again give me a good viewed place in the internet. If it's up to me, there would be no internet, but it's not up to me. So, we take our hands. Gurahari never likes me when I do this, so he has run away. It is a Hari Bol gesture, no? And we have our fists, no? And now we, on an exhale, much more, inhale, not exhale. Go up, and on an inhale, on an exhale, go down. If some sweat is coming, that's good. That means you wake up. As you go down, apply some, a difficult English word, traction. It means try to imagine yourself pulling yourself up a, what is this called, this bar?
Pull up bar.
Pull up bar, good. We want to use some traction. The air is for free. With force. Oh. Good. Enough. Those who are men, put your left hand under your navel and the right hand over it. Those who are ladies, right hand under the navel, left hand over it. And just notice the change of energy in your body. A simple exercise to bring some energy to our body. Okay, we do it a second time. Position A, and on an inhale, I know it feels a little foolish. I also feel a little foolish, really. Let's get this over with. This is so holy. I mean, this area is so holy. Oh, good that we have a Gurahari who looks angry at me.
Let's get this over with fast. Put a little energy. Ah. Okay. Men put the left hand first and the right hand over it. Women vice versa. Just be very peaceful. Breathe in deeply and in and out. Correct your posture, please. Sit straight. Take your beads, please. And we will chant one round, each one in his own speed. Let us start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Our duty will be, please continue as I guide you, to really chant with concentration. We want to hear first the first Hare and then the entire mantra. Thank you. We have now engaged our body. We have tried to take a good posture, awake, present, and we have done a little on concentration. We pulled our mind back whenever it started to wander. But this type of chanting, although these two techniques are spoken about, although they have importance, they will not bring us the full success of chanting Hare Krishna. We learned that Haridas Thakur says, simply by one's own endeavors, that is, to use body and mind, no one can control the restless mind. Such victory is only attained by praying for your mercy. Your mercy means Lord Krishna's mercy. So I would like to now take you all into the shaft of real chanting, of bhakti chanting, not just yogic mind and body control chanting, but we will chant now with some devotional feelings by learning prayers with which we directly turn to Krishna as being non-different from the name. There will be a prayer which helps us to overcome the obstacles, where we call out to be helped to overcome the obstacles, and other types of prayers. And we will dedicate our japa to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are very ancient prayers. Hari Bhakti Vilas mentions them. And they are very nice to be chanted in this succession. Once again, for those of us who have joined us a little later, please don't be in anxiety. These prayers will be sent to you by a very reliable person if you give your esteemed email address on a sheet of paper, which will be
I think we will hang it where the prasadam room is, because there's the most traffic in the retreat. So, my dear devotees, if you sit only, but you do not connect with Krishna, if you do not call out for Krishna, like a child who calls out for the mother, your chanting will lack a certain amount of depth, the depth which is necessary to reach and enliven your soul. It can happen that by mechanic and automatic chanting, which is chanting done only by the body and the mind, with no conscious intent behind it, it can happen that some, deluge of mercy comes. It breaks into your little world. But this is more rare than frequent. But when you learn to turn to the Lord with sincere prayer, the Lord will not be able to keep himself away from you for long, because he is conquered by devotion. He says like this, I'm conquered. He is leaving his neutral position as the observer of your life, who's there in the heart, and he takes the active position of quickly cleansing your heart and implanting the beautiful jewels of bhakti in your heart. So I want to request our Gaurahari's assistance here. Could you kindly play the harmonium with those of you who like systematic presentations, ask yourself the questions, where are we going? We have dealt with the body just briefly and with a smile of embarrassment on our cheeks. We have then gone to the mind. Now we will open the heart, the devotional heart.
Hare Krishna,
I once asked Indra, what do you do when your voice is no longer there? He said, then I sing with my heart. So this is what we should try now.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lamatyastam Gopitam nan danan nanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare
meditation. The chanta wishes to connect with Krishna as he chants his holy name. He wants to be aware that, my Lord, you're none different. You are your name. We will hear the meditation, and then when we sing, we will meditate while singing. The beautiful son of Nanda. Is standing in a circle of gopis.
Heard in the Japamala, the big bead is the Krishna bead, and he is standing in a circle of 108 gopis, of which 8 are principal. Therefore, the separation. He's there in a threefold bending form. His fingers are curled over the holes of the flute. Please sing.
Fingers curled over the holes of his flute, standing in a circle of gopis, is the beautiful son of Nanda. These are the items: Krishna's form, he's surrounded by the gopis, he plays his flute. Sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. fingers over the holes of the flute. Surround it with a circle of gopis. Krishna, the beautiful son of Nanda, stands. Please let us sing now. Threefold bending, his feet, his knees, his hip, his shoulders. He has his hands over the holes of his flute, is surrounded by the gopis. Meditation. There's a prayer which is to be recited on taking the mala. I request you now to remain in this sacred inner space, and I will read to you the prayer
First, I will read it alone, and then we will read it together. It's a prayer which I do when I take my mala. O mala, I implore you, free my Harinam Japa from obstacles and give me the service to Radha and Krishna. We pray that all obstacles are taken from our japa and that we can perform our japa in the mood of serving Radha and Krishna by glorifying their name. Kindly repeat, and then we will chant each one on his or her own rhythm. O Mala, I implore you, free my Harinam Japa from obstacles and give me service to Radha and Krishna. Be in the spirit. Please take away the obstacle and let this be my service now to Radha Krishna. Kindly chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please continue. Maybe in the beginning you will want to be a little bit slow and prayerful and then move into your regular rhythm. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now, to beautiful Krishna as he stands in a threefold bending form with his hands over the with his flute, it is poised for playing. His delicate fingers are curled over the hold. Soon they will have the imprints of the holds from his deftly playing. He's standing there smiling with loving sidelong glances. He looks at the gopis who surround him in a circle. There is of course Radharani there. The devotee prays, but I'm so far away, I'm so distant, I'm so in a different space, really. Please, therefore, the devotee turns to the mala, because the mala is made of tulsi, and tulsi is the goddess of the forest of Vrindavan. She can we pray in the morning. Nayane hiribo sada yugal ruparas. Nayane, with these eyes I would like to see the divine couple. Mora e abilas, my abilas, my desire is. Mora e abilas. Mora e abilas. Vilas, oh my God, Vilas Kunje, Kunje Niyavas, my Abilas, my desire is not to go back to America. I want to go to a Kunja, a forest, a secluded forest bower, where I will serve Radha Krishna. So that the devotee prays the Tulsi Devi to this Japa Mala, please remove these obstacles, these embarrassing neophyte greenhorn obstacles from my path. And please, please grant me the service to Radha Krishna. Then he dedicates with one prayer the japa to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, praying that he will be removed from sin. We will not hear this prayer because otherwise our prayer session is not fitting in this a limited time. Then he says, Pavana name, savior of the fallen, please deliver this lowest of persons to you, you, the holy name, who has the same nature as Radha and Krishna, and to Chaitanya. I bow again and again. Please now, after having prayed to your japa, pray directly to Krishna in his form of the name. What is his name as the name? I'm sorry, maybe my English is too wrong. What is the name of Krishna's name? Good question, no? You know everything. Please say. Yeah, Krishna is always right. But Patita Pavana. What does this mean? Savior of the fallen. Please deliver this lowest of persons. Let us chant now in this space. Let us implore. Bring some devotion to your chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We chant two rounds. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Everyone, please, with his or her own rhythm. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Please save me. Oh, holy name, Patita Pavana Nama. Save this person who tries and tries again. Please chant, chant. But who fails so often? Please save me. O holy name, you have the same nature as Radha and Krishna. I bow down to you again and again, and I bow down to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. May he deliver us from all our aparadas. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I must say it's such an experience for me, such an honor, deep, deep honor to be with you and try to guide you in this prayerful chanting. It's an honor because I see all of you really putting your best effort into it, and I'm sure that Giriraj Maharaj, that Giriraj, and Radha and Krishna, who are there in the sacred land of Vrindavan, have seen you, have heard you, and will certainly answer your prayers. In the Bhujam Prabhu's Sharanagati classes in the morning, he has quoted the introductory song. There's a question: who is heard by the son of Nanda? Whose prayer does the son of Nanda Maharaj hear? And the answer was, the son of Nanda, Krishna, hears the prayers of that person who approaches him through Sharanagati. And this chanting, this prayerful chanting, where you dedicate yourself to Krishna, and surrender to Krishna, and accept what is good for you, for what is favorable, is definitely something wonderful. So I'm very honored. I'm standing before the Himalayan mountains, which is my exalted audience, a small little dwarf, looking up to you. So you have given me a great gift. I will just ask now if there are just a few quick questions. We have 12 minutes for this session, and then I will make a little important announcement. Yes, Himanshu, I've seen your question. Yes, let us start with it. And here I've seen one Mataji. Good. What is your question, please? Please speak loud. Yes. Have you heard the question? Most probably not, no? Do you have a wandering microphone? I will repeat the question. I can just quickly repeat it. In Gopal Guru's, Goswami's prayers, instructions on chanting the holy name, he gives a prayer for each single name of the 16 names. But now, how do we apply this? What I have heard and what I personally sometimes practice is that there are these 16 prayers, starting with, please attract my mind to you. You don't pray this and then when you come to, that was for Hari, you chant this, and then when you go for Krishna, free me from material bondage, you know, you will just be praying and it will take a long time. What you can do, however, is you chant your rounds, and before each round, you go to one of these 16 prayers, and then you can chant in this way. The prayer will be like the scent of an incense, just after you have lit the prayer or prayed it, the impact will be very strong, but then it will fade away. So therefore, after one round, you need another stick of incense to remain in that vibrant, spiritual, prayerful atmosphere. This is how I have heard it. Sorry, never get old, I can tell you. Try to avoid old age and Maya. Krishna. Good. This is my... yes. Yes, our Mataji, what is your... Can you please explain the role of meditation in the hearing and chanting process? Meditation is an activity which is primarily done with the mind. And when you hear mindfully, not unmindfully or absent-minded is the word. And when you chant meditatively, you are again mindful while you do this. That is, you connect the mind with what you do. This disconnection of the mind and our words and our activities bring a lot of problems in our life. Many of us are not really connected with their words. They say something, but they could be less interested in what they say. Have you ever been in a conversation and the other person just says la 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 la? And have you, or have you been in a conversation? Why always the other? You, we, let us look at us. You're talking, but oh, what goes in inside is, Krishna, when will I be able to escape this? Have you been in this conversation where you really feel like, I want to get out. When is this over? 1 minute? 2 minutes? You know, it's somewhere else. And this is not how we should chant and hear. Now, if you wish to know how to meditate, I will give you a verse from Dhyana Chandra Goswami. This is the real thing. Dhyana means meditation. Chandra, he's the moon of the meditators. He's a disciple of Gopal Guru Goswami. Gopal Guru Goswami, you all know, he became a darling boy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he saw Mahaprabhu coming out of the bathroom biting his tongue, and he said, why are you biting your tongue? You know, little 5-7 years old boy. Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to chant in a dirty place out of respect, but I can't control my tongue. It always wants to chant. So I have bitten on my tongue and caught my tongue between my teeth. I caught my tongue between my teeth. Oh, that's very wrong, said Gopal Guru Goswami. First of all, the holy name can never, anywhere, can never be contaminated. He is Shuddha, fully pure, so there is no problem in the bathroom for him to take on the impure atmosphere. And second of all, what if you die in the bathroom? And you have not chanted. Always chant. Oh, said Mahaprabhu, and took the little boy on his lap. And I don't know how to say like this. Caressed him. And he said, your name is Gopal Guru, because you are my spiritual master. And he took that that instruction, and he said, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Always do the kirtan, and there are no hard and fast rules. You can't take a sacred literature into the bathroom, and the holy name can be taken. I still do anyways, there are certain moments in the bathroom which are the dramatic moments of physical conditioning, then maybe for some time we pause and then afterwards, maybe, I don't know, out of respect. Yeah, so Dhyan Chandra is the disciple of this great soul, and he said, good japa means you bring the mind into the holy name. You know, there's the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you bring your mind in there. You place your mind in the sound vibration, almost as if you place something into a river. You bring your mind into the holy name, into the sound vibration. And now, and then,
You bring the holy name into your mind. It's, in other words, an activity of the active mind who goes somewhere. You can tell your mind, well, think now of a good verse from the Bhagavatam, and you can order your mind and make it remember one of the good verses which you know. This is an active mind, but you can also be in a receptive mood by just allowing an information to be received through the oral channel. Prabhupada says submissive oral reception. You might have heard this. This is also something by the mind. You submissively hear. That is some mental activity, submission. So you go with your mind, okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, my mind, where is it? At the moment, it's in Jatipur. I'm thinking, where can I buy some good washing powder for my laundry? You know? So, as you say, you might go, come back from the washing powder now. We need something. And you bring your mind to the chanting. But what you can also do, and this is something older devotees like very much, older chanters like very much, you can just submissively receive the sound vibration. Just be with the holy name. Have you? I think you'd. Bhujan Prabhu told us in the very first morning, just be in the presence of Krishna. No? And there it's more a relaxed reception, oral reception. Have you ever been this? You just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and you don't point your mind any longer. You just stay and let it, your mind be flooded. These two things are good japa. One is the active movement of the mind into something, and the other is the more passive reception of the holy name. And then you are surrounded and flooded by the holy name. What a wonderful question you have asked. By Giriraj's mercy, you have asked a very good question. We will end this session now on time because after half an hour, how do we say this in English? Breaking, or making a break for half an hour, we will have a wonderful presentation, maybe even two wonderful presentations. One is by a student of the Bhaktivedanta Gurukul, who is a bridge Parsi and who will give us a slight presentation of Nandagram, because tomorrow we will go to Nandagram and chant at a particular holy place, Terkadamba, as many rounds as possible. Prashanta will announce this in the evening, and we can tune ourselves in already by seeing the places of Nandagram. So that is at 6:30 sharp. We will now make a pause, but I need to. I have one announcement. Oops. You may know that there's a little charity called Braj Care, and from this charity we have this year many first class socks, and we have still mountains of socks, and we decided to give a few charity. A charity starts at home, so those of you who have cold feet, they can get these exquisite Russian natural super warm undestructible socks. you can come in a joyful. You can come and get them. Then I need to just speak in the pause to the following devotees: Ravi Lochan, Rukmini and Banu Nandini together, Syam Nam, and Sideshwari. Please do make yourself known. I have something
to give to each, to all of you. I wish you a wonderful creative pause, and we will reconvene here in half an hour for a wonderful, engaging slide presentation. Maybe even two. We have to speak with Burijan Prabhu. Before you all go, weren't these prayers, did you find them helpful?
Yes.
Good. I highly recommend you get them on your computer. There will be, Rukmini will make a board at the prasadam, a piece of paper, and then you can write in your best handwriting your email address, and then these prayers will be sent to you. They are very nice to know that there's something. And at times when you feel inclined to do prayerful japa, I believe they can be very helpful to you. Maybe not all the time, but sometimes we feel very prayerful. Then this is a very good to take. Good. Hare Krishna. Haribo.